Okay, good. B'siyata d'shmaya. Yeah, that's how it goes.
So
we'll go back for the introduction. We're just going to make haschala. We'll start with the first Torah, Likutei Moharan du Seder. Primarily, I'm going to be using the Mevayer version from somebody named Rav Yeshua Gross from whichever printing it is, and then the Chaim Kramer English one, which they're actually translating into Hebrew because it's good. But anyway, first Torah. So he starts off, I have my version over here, yeah, in the beginning. Be'ezres el el yonash ha-shamayim v'aretz kana, v'naslana was tarasu mi-midbar matana, naschil lahadfis chidushim nifloim v'naram al ma'amori rabba barbachana, b'zchuzen nizke v'naloiz l'tzion v'rnone al kiryas melech David chana. Okay, good. So the first one, the Rav Chaim Kramer brings down, just interestingly, he brings down when it happened in history, but he says that it was written or prepared primarily in response, apparently, that Rav Nachman had one of his chassidim who felt like his prayers were not being accepted, and he felt down about that. So, ironically, one of the things you think chassidus and Breslov and davening, the first Torah is about how if you want your tefillos to be accepted, you need Torah. So the Rabbi would be interested in that. So he says, if you want, we could pause, you can pick up the phone. But he says, so he starts talking to him about how a person, if you want your tefillos to be accepted, lamaisa, you have to engage Taira. And the person, so he started davening. He said, learn Mishnayos or Gemara after davening, and he wasn't understanding. He said, just go with it, and as you keep on learning, so then you're going to open up new levels. You know, you'll gain additional depth, and then you'll start understanding more, and it'll kind of all come together. So it's interesting that the very first Torah of Likutei Moharan is not talking about like singing and dancing or tefillah, but it's talking about connecting to a Kaddish Baruch Hu that has to come through Torah and tefillah, and he goes through a bunch of things. We're not going to finish it. I think it's a very famous piece, but we're going to start it now. Okay, so he starts off and brings a pasuk. Ashrei tmimei derech. We are fortunate. Haholchem b'tayres Hashem. Those who are tamim and going in the ways of Hashem. And we're going to come back to this as we go through the maimer. Da ki al yedei ha-tayra, through the Torah that we learn, niskablim kol ha-tfilas v'chol ha-bakashos. Our tfilas and our bakashos are going to be niskabel through the Torah and the connection. And we'll see what type of Torah specifically he's referring to that breeds this connection, that we can be davuk to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Our tefillos are giving us kabbal through Torah. She'anu mevakshim v'mispalim. These tefillos that we ask and that we request. On the note over here in the Rav Shua Gross's version, he brings either that tefillos are things that are kavua and bakashas are specific things that we ask instead of just a formalized prayer, or tefillos are shvach of a Kaddish Baruch Hu and bakashas are where we ask for our needs. But regardless, these tefillos and bakashas are accepted through the Torah that we learn. Ve'hachein v'achashivus, another thing that will be accomplished through Torah, is that the chein and the chashiva shel Yisrael, nis'ala v'nisroimim, b'fnei kol mi shetzrichim. Chein is, we ask for it at least three times in benching, chein is a tremendous thing. The chein that we need in order to relate and to be esteemed in the eyes of others, but kol mi shetzrichim to be a Kaddish Baruch Hu, or other people that we need to interact with, hein baruch ni hein begashmi, also will be restored through Torah. And he says, it's going to become clear now, ki achshav bavonoseinu arabim chein v'chashivas hamiti shel Yisrael nafal. Ki achshav ikra chashivas v'chein hu etzlam. So he's talking about be'etzem in a state of galus. When a person that you see that, I actually one time was talking with our police friend, you know, so I was asking one, you know, when your police department, how do people relate to Jews that want to take off? So he said, you know, because I'm from and I'm 100% and, you know, I take off with no compromise, no nothing, he says, it breeds a certain respect. The people that all of a sudden are from when it's good for them, so then people, they don't have chen, they don't have this chashivas. When we're linked into MS and we're linked into Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the ultimate expression of that was when we had Beis HaMikdash, so then there was a certain chein and chashivas and esteem and linked into to the anchor of everything that went, now that we're in Galus. So the Shefa, the Gemara says that at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if the Goyim would have known what the Beis HaMikdash did for them, really, because of the 70 Karbanos by Sukkot, then they would have been the ones that didn't want the Beis HaMikdash destroyed. But now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, so a lot of that open pipeline where Shefa was coming down from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's like if you cover up a hose. It comes in, first of all, less, and second of all, it comes out of the wrong places. It comes out distorted, you know, so that the beauty that we have is all of a sudden Yavan has Chachma, but it's a distorted Chachma. You know, Persia has beauty, but it's not. So he says that the Chain and Chashivas that comes to the world, there's certain elements of this that come to the world. However, when we have Torah and we have this connection, so then the Iker Chayin al Chashivas is by Klal Yisrael, and now that's in a down state because Yaakov and Esav are reciprocals, and now that it's in a down state, the Iker Chashivas and Chayin is by the Goyim. Aval al yidei Torah nis'ala Chayin v'chashivas shel Yisrael. Through Torah, the Chayin and Chashivas of Klal Yisrael will be restored through Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu and people. Ki haTorah nikreis ayeles ahavim v'yalas Chayin. Because the Torah is spoken of, it's pasuk in Mishle, of a yeles ahavim v'yalas chen, a deer that's beloved and a gazelle that has favor, but it's a reference that the Gemara in Erevin says, shemala chen alom deha, that it's a reference to Torah, that Torah brings chen on those who learn it, v'ayidei zeh, and through this restoration of chen of Yisrael, niskablin kol et klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, niskablin kol et filis v'abakashos. So point number one that he makes is, number one, in terms of going to Rosh Hashanah, for our tefillahs to be niskabel, so the seltzer strawberry, but it says ice. For our tefillahs to be niskabel, so then the way you have to draw that bridge and some sort of a connection. We're labeling it as chayin, and we're gonna go on mention what specific area of Torah he's talking about, a specific idea here. Also, in order to restore this connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where we're going to restore this relationship, which we're labeling as chayin, and our tefillahs are going to be niskabel also. The second thing, and that goes together, the tefillahs being miskabel and the chayin in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and people. Now he's going to explain, so what is this? What is this chayin, and why does it have to do with Torah? Ki ish ha-Yisraeli tzorach tamid l'stakel b'seichel shel kol davar. When we walk around, there was a story I heard about the Baal HaTanya at the end of his life. He told one of his chassidim, what do you see over there? So he said, you know, a tree branch. So he said, I see Ratzon Hashem that in this particular area is manifest as a tree branch. Over there, it's not a tree, it could be something else. When a Jew looks at the world, so the Rav Shimshon Fal Hirsch says in a very famous statement, he says that they should, if it was up to me, they would close up all the shuls for 100 years because people ended up thinking that Torah belongs in the shul, then you leave shul and then you go about your everyday behaviors, but there's avodah's in shul and then the rest of the day is not avodah. But so he says, if maybe you close the shuls, people would remember that the tefillah is where you reflect and it sets you straight and you connect with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, so that you could be a balavoda for the rest of your day. So he says the job of a Jew is that when he looks at every single thing, he looks at it, that there's a chachma that's hidden, that there's a chiyus elokus that's hidden in everything. You should be walking around seeing Ratzon Hashem. When Ratzon Hashem is that you're davening and learning, that's wonderful. When you have the rest of your day, that's also you're doing mitzvahs. That's also Ratzon Hashem in everything. Ulekasher atzma lechachma v'seichel sheyesh b'chol davar. And a person is supposed to bind themselves to connect to this chachma and seichel that's inherent in the entire bria. Kadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh shalom chom tamim asib reishis. Kadei sheyayir lo haseichel sheyesh. And this is so that he will enlighten himself and attach to this chiyus of elokus that's in everything. If you walk around and you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to you in every aspect of your life, in everything and in every situation, everything is a gift wrap package. Sometimes it could be, who knows, your kids acting a certain way, your client, your boss, whatever it is. You're going to be getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every single element. If you go through the 7 ideas of bitachon in the beginning of Chovas Halavavus, and you know that I have bitachon because Hashem loves me and he's paying attention to me and he's able to give me what I need and he's the one who knows what I want best and he's in charge from beginning to end and nobody else could stop him and he's going to give it to me whether I deserve it or not. So whatever happens to you, if it fits into those 7 things, you're going to have bitachon. Ki ha seichel hu or gadol, because this seichel, this chiyus elokos, not talking about your seichel, is a light. A light shines in front of you, umeir lo b'chol drachav, that in every single area of your life, not just davening and learning, every way, you have a way that you can get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu in every area of life. K'mo shekasuv chachmas Adam ta'ir panav. But he's learning panav as lefanav. That this chachma is going to light up in front of you so that it lights up your way so that you know how to see Kadosh Baruch Hu in everything. What is this chachma that we're talking? V'zeh b'chinas Yaakov. And I will try to, as we go through, maybe it'll be interesting if we go the second time around, as we go through, we're going to see, you know, kind of fundamentals of the way that he looks at things, but he sees messages and he ties together a lot of chassidus in general. So, you know, it's like if you heard Varon Lopiansky one time say this, you know, it's like in a computer, you know, you're doing one thing and then you open up 15,000 windows and then all of a sudden you draw the connections and then by the time you're done, you could see the connection why all 15 of those windows have to do with each other. So each one It's like, you know, sometimes it's frustrating if you're not used to learning like that in a much more structured way. But that's a lot of the time is finding these tzara shavas and then finding the pnimiyistic point that relates to everything. V'zeh b'chinas Yaakov. So this idea that we're talking about seeing the avoda, and Yaakov did not have a straightforward life. And as much as we always say Avram is chesed and Yitzchak is gvura. And Yitzchak is Gvura. Just one second. So Yaakov is Tyra. Yaakov is Emes. The Tyra tell only we only know that Rashi spent time in a Beis Medrash because Rashi tells us with the Cheshbon with the 14 years. The truth is all we know about Yaakov is he didn't want to get killed by he had to figure out how to get the brachas by going a Rama. Then he had to not get killed by Esav. Got a Lavan. He got messed over 1,000 times by Lavan. He had to not get killed by Esav. His son died. He goes over until finally Paro looks at him and he says, "You look ancient." We don't know that much about it, and that's Torah. Yaakov had this midah of being able, the Torah that Yaakov represented, as far as the psukim tell us, is that Yaakov had this midah of being able to connect to Emes and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avoda in every area of life. No area was less or more. So, but this is Bechinas Yaakov, that he was zoicha to this dargah of having chachma to everything. Yaakov zacha lebechaira. So we have other concepts. There's Yaakov, there's Bechaira that he got from Esav, Shehu Rashis. That's going to be considered racious, shubachinas chachma. And he's going to use all these concepts that represent this idea of seeing, you know, But he says that this idea of seeing this light in front of you that lights it up, that you could see the hidden chachma in everything that's going to come out through understanding this concept of what Yaakov represented and Bechaira. So this weaves its way into everything. Kamosha Kosov Rashis Chachma. So we see that chachma is called Rashis. And Vizeh Bechinas Vyakvei Nizeh Pa'amayim. And now this Vayakveni Zeh Pamayim V'targum Unglis V'chakmeni. So we see that this Lashon of Vayakveni is associated with Chachma through Unglis, and Chreshis is Chachma. So Lashon of Yaakov is linked to Chachma through Unglis, and Chachma is Rashis, and Rashis is Bechaira, and Yaakov represents everything. So we're going to see how all these concepts come together in this idea of, we're going to see that it's also the Shemesh, that we said that it's Chachmas Adam Tayir Panav, that it shines in front of you, that it gives you a goal. A person's tzipisal Yoshua. You have your GPS. When you know where you're going and you see meaning in everything, you know where to go, nothing is really going to get in your way. Sometimes you might have to recalculate. But if you look 5 steps in front of you, so you're going to turn backwards and go the other way and go in 15 different directions, you might not end up going anywhere. Where you know what your ultimate goal is, Yisoda Chasidus V'Shorash HaAvoda, is to make goals and ambitions and understand what you're trying to do, so then you're going to be able to link it. So what's this Chachma? V'zeh b'china Shemesh. Ki ha-seichel hu meir lo b'chol drachav. This hidden chachma is bechina shemesh, kemo hashemesh, that also it lights up in front of a person. V'zeh bechinas va'ayrach tzadikim ka'ar noiga, that the way of tzadikim is to light up as it goes, that the day starts off little by little, and that's what we were saying, that the person starts to learn, they don't understand everything, but the more that they learn, the more depth that they get, the more they understand, the more they're able to learn, and they go deeper and deeper until they can understand the oimek and everything. Hoylech va'ar ad nechayin hayom, that as it goes through, it gets brighter and brighter until it lights up something and they're able to understand. V'zeh b'chinas ches. And this, another thing, is the b'china of the letter ches. What does it mean? That the letter ches represents the idea of chachma. So we're lining up all of our concepts until, and we're going to say that Esav is the antithesis of this. But this is the idea of the letter ches, which represents chachma, lashin chius. That the Lashon Chius is the godly wisdom and understanding that's inherent in every single thing, circumstance, situation, whatever seems mundane in the world, is really a Chius Elokus that's there for a reason. Nothing, there's no extra pieces in the world. This is represented by this letter, Ki HaChochma V'Asechel Hu Chius Shel Chol Davar. K'mo Shekasev HaChochma T'chaye Ba'alah, is the end of the Pasuk, that Chochma is Mechaya, a person who's Zaycha to it, and that's where a person becomes alive. When every single thing in your life has meaning, and you become driven by everything that happens in your life, there's not just like this Torah here and learning over there and do something else, so then you become driven. You can find meaning in everything. Ideally, a person would like to have...
perhaps that he's Yishakenu Minishikas Pihu, that he's always able to engage in that element of the relationship that's more intimate and taira and more expressive of the closeness. However, the shlemus or relationship is where it's rounded out, so that a person understands that that everything is a function of this closeness. Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch famously brought down in the introduction to Chayrev, makes a point that people had come to an attitude where religion belonged in the shuls, and after they would daven and learn, they would go about the rest of the day and they would treat it as mundane. And he said, you know, in a certain sense, in a sharp way, that if they would close all of the shuls for a certain amount of time, so people would get back to understanding that it's not that the avoda takes place in the shul and then the rest of their day is just, you know, on their dime and then everything else until they go back to shul, but rather a person goes to davening and learning, and they align themselves with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and then they're an Eved Hashem in their entire life. That's real Be'etzim, the Avodah takes place. And now that we explain, so how does a person Zoicha to see this understanding and everything? Achmachma Sha'ara Seichel Gadol Ma'od Yev Shalizkois Elov. So there's a problem, because this Chachma of Hashem, it would burn a person up. It's the sun. So how is it that we could relate to this Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's inherent in everything, that we need to walk around and see godliness and see purpose and see tachlis and see racious achris? We have to see tachlis and purpose and a gift wrap package in every single area of our life. How can we come to that when we would be totally burnt up? The kli that we have, it's like pouring a hot melting lead into a styrofoam cup. It'll just burn straight through. How can we come to relate to this chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he says, in the order of the spheres, so it goes, if you say spheres ha'aymer, but the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to this world, he employed a system of spheres in order to relate to this world, that you have just totally, you know, the sun would burn everything up, and it goes and it becomes through a series of screens, and then let's say light goes through a prism, it goes into different colors. That there's nothing missing. Ultimately, all of the light that went through the prism is reflected into the spectrum that comes out of it. But as it goes, Chachma, Bina, Das, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, and then at the end is Malchus. Malchus is the Kli that everything that came before it goes into that Kli in order to go on to the next level and to the next Olam. And that, so Malchus is Leis the Garmei Klum. Malchus does not represent anything, any element of its own, other than the fact that it's this Kloliistic, this Kli that's Makabal, this Kabbal. Everything, Kmosha Kosov, Lifnei Shemesh Yinoin Shemo. It says, the Pasuk in Tehillim, that David HaMelech is speaking by Shlomo HaMelech, he says that as long as the sun shines, Yinoin Shemo, that the it should be Nizkar, the Malchus and the Godless of Shlomo HaMelech. But it says, Rashi explains, Lashin Malchus, that Yinoin, which is a Lashin of Nun, comes out. So we see from this that Yinoin, which is a Lashin of Nun, is a Lashin of Malchus. That's what he's bringing the Pasuk for. But through this, if we are able to attach ourselves to Malchus, which he's going to speak about how we can develop that, so we can't relate directly to Chachma because it would blow us away. But what we can do is we can develop this Bechina of Malchus within ourselves, and Malchus is a Kli that's able to be Niskabel, what was inherent in the Chachma itself. If a person is learning, I believe I heard B'Shem the Hafla, one of the Chassam Sofer's Rebbeim, I think from Rabbi Gladstein, so he says there's two types of teachers. One teacher teaches what he wants to teach. He wants to have his chayvus, he wants to prepare. And therefore, you have like a frustrated, you know, base medrash rebbe who becomes a ninth grade bekiyas rebbe, and he teaches. The kids don't know what he's talking about. They're not going to appreciate him. It's not going to go over. If a person is going to be a teacher, one type of a teacher teaches what he wants to teach. The other one looks at the kli. Talmud Devorah discusses it also. And he gives over the chachma kifli, the kli that's going to be niskadal. If a person is a physicist and he wants to teach to a plumber, so then the godless of a mashal is that you could take the principles, and without sacrificing anything from the principle, you could put it into a mashal that's going to be niskabel in the terms that the person relates to, so that the principle stays true to its core, and yet it's able to be niskabel fully by that kli. So if we are going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a divine chachma in every single element of creation. The same God that you're going to daven shachris for is the same God that made it that your wife needs help in the morning or whatever it is. Every area of the thing is a gift wrap package. Now, cheshbon nefesh is what you're supposed to do. But there's nothing that's coming from a separate place. And therefore, the way that we can ultimately relate to everything is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by developing our malchus, our kli that is there to be mekabel the chachma, and then we'll able to relate up to the Chachma. The Levana is reflective, it's late the Garme Klum, but it's reflective of what's coming from the sun in a way that if you look straight at the sun, it's going to burn up your eyes. Now, like a screen projector, if you know, sometimes there's a hair over the projector and then it comes out much bigger on the screen. If there's anything that's coming that's not in the source, anything that an admixture that gets mixed in, so that's going to distort what you're looking at. But if you want to accurately reflect what is coming from the source, so then it has to be something that's called kulo or kli, called kulo mevatel itself to the source. Ki halavana ein la arme atzma ki mashem mekabelas me hashemesh. That's the element of the levana. Vezeh bechinas malchus. The leisle migarme klum el mashem mekabelas menaches, which we said she bechinas chachma bechinas shemesh kanal. We have all of these concepts which will ultimately come together that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is relating to the world, to the tachlis of the bria chu chachma through Yaakov, which is Reishis, which is Bechor, which is represented by Ches, and the kli kibble for this is going to be malchus, which is nun. And in order for us to ultimately relate to the divine wisdom and the chachma that's inherent in every single thing, so that we can become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that we learn Torah, that we can have this connection, that our tefillahs could be in this gabel, that we have chayin, that the goyim will respect us, that the world is going to be the way that it's supposed to be, so then we have to relate to chachma, leis tegar meklum, be mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nas ar levana kara chama, and at some point, the ar levana, which is totally reflecting the shemesh, it'll be shava b'shava, everything will be expressive of the same principles of the MS. Now, if a person doesn't do that, so where else is this coming from? If the Levana, if what we see, the practicalities of our world are not just expressive of this Chachma, so then where is it coming from? There's still Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this force, stuff is happening. It means that somebody has its own priorities, something that's Ra, right? In other words, if I want you to pass a test, so I'm going to give you hard problems. Is that because I want you to fail, or is it something that's ultimately designed? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world with Din, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu mixed in Rachman, because in order to achieve din, really Hashem wanted us to earn. The problem is if everything was just straight earning and straight din, so we wouldn't have been able to make it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu employed rachamim so that we'd be able to come, that the ultimate din would be able to be, could be niskayim. So there's other things, but it's like the difference between if you take an entrance exam to get into a school, you either get in or don't get in. But however, Aaron Lopiansky uses this mashal, but let's say you're taking a bar review course or something like that, or somebody's giving you tests that are designed in order to bring out your gateness. They're not going along when you fail, so then the racham is going to push you, will give you another way to develop that thing. The whole idea is that you should pass and that you should know everything. So all the challenges we have in life, where really everything is coming from the same place. There's no ra, there's no really anything going against. However, as we perceive it, if we don't perceive everything as coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then that's going to be klipa, that's going to be sitra achra, it's going to be coming related to something coming from the other side, right? It's like the klipa, like when you have a peel on an orange, so as long as it's on the orange and it's servicing the source, so then it's going to be vibrant, alive, it's going to be orange, the colors are going to be bright, it's going to be serving a purpose, it's going to be there. Once it gets related to something separate, so it shrivels up, the color dries up, it's separate. If the things that seem to be mundane are not attached to the source, what is that? That's b'china Esav Shabiza Esav B'chayra, that he was Mevaza, he disgraced the Bechar. He took this thing that was supposed to be the source, inherent in everything, defining the purpose of everything, life in the Klipa, and he was Mevaza, this Bechar, this Chachma, this Reishis, Kemosha Kosova, Yivez Esav Esav B'chayra, Dehainu Asecha Kanal, the Bechinas Lo Yachbos Ksil B'tfuna, that a fool does not desire true wisdom. He's not looking for the Chiyas HaLukos and everything, his Galas Libo, he's looking only for the Taiva of his own Lev and his own Ratzin. Vezeh Bechinas Malchus HaRasha, that's when you look at the interface, the kli, what's being riskabel, what's relating to things, and you look at it as a malchus harisha. That's this element of malchus, and it's the other side of it. It's the not relating to something that's in line with the source. Bechinas levana de sitra achra shalem nemer v'chafra levana ubaisha chametz pasuk neshayoa finishes kimelach Hashem spokes b'hartzion v'shalaim, that this levana, which is not really representative of the true source, is other things mixed in. It's distorted. It's when something is the picture is distorted and what comes out is not really representative. So then that's going to be disgraced and it's going to become restored to the true shemesh, and that's going to be mevayish, is going to be the bad malchus, the malchus of sitcha akra is going to be mevayish, and we're going to be restored to the malchus of kedusha. And now that we have these concepts, the pnimius of the Torah threads together. Everything comes together when you're learning in Pnimius. And the Zebachin is Yetzotovi, it's rather the Malchus, the Kedusha, the Malchus, and the Malchus of the Sitra Achra. That now that we look, is aligns itself with our Yetzotovi, Yetzara, the way that we relate to things. Ki Yetzotov Nikra Miskein V'Chacham. Because in Koheles, the Yetzotov is called the poor, wise one. Why is it poor and wise? Bechinas Malchus, she Bechinas Ania, V'Dal, Delays Migarma Klum. Why is it wise, but it's poor because it doesn't have anything of its own, right? There's total and utter hisbatlus. Why is Sukkot is the holiday of Simcha and we're stealing out in utter desperation? Why is the ultimate expression of Simcha, of attachment to Kadosh Baruch Hu after Yomim Noram, as we say, Ona Hashem Hashiyana, right, that it screams in Hashanis, Hashana L'mancha Elokeinu, L'mancha Bareinu. It's utter desperation because if you're relying on yourself, whether you'll be good at the stock market, you'll get clients, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask for help. But there's something of yourself in there. Maybe you'll be successful, maybe you won't be successful. If you say, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only going to give me if I deserve it. So then I have skin in the game. What if I don't deserve it? I trust Hashem, I don't trust myself. When a person totally is mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that no matter what, the mother's going to get up and feed the child, right? The ultimate statement of Emunah is Tinak Yonek Al Shtei Imo. So that's where a person doesn't have any skin in the game. They're just totally mevatel themselves. They align themselves with Malchus the Kedusha. That's the Yetzer Toiv. And they ultimately are in this Kabbal, the Chachma, and everything. Ki Imash and Mekabelis Me Chachma. V'Yetzer Haranik Remel. Zaki Nuxil, an old foolish king, right? It might be a lot there. It might be old, but it's foolish. It's coming not from Chachma. Bechinas Malchus the Sitra Achra She'en HaFeitza B'Chachma V'Seichel. It's not looking for that ultimate Tachlis and Reishis and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria. It's not relating to everything as directly coming from the source and expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bechinas layachlus ksil betvuna. A fool doesn't want malchus. So now that we explained that this Chachma and Malchus in everything versus the Malchus of the Sitra Achra, so what gives a person the Kayach to choose the good? V'tzorach kalech alit and Kayach lebechinas Malchus the Kedusha the Yetzer Tov. How does a person give Kayach to this? Liz Gabra Malchus the Sitra Achra. K'mo she'amra b'sein z'chronon v'vracha le'oilam yargiz adam Yetzer Tov al Yetzer Ra. A person has to be margiz. This is a big thing that a person constantly has to reinforce the Yetzer Tov al Yetzer Hara that I learned last week in Al Eishar, Wednesday night. It's recorded if anybody wants, but that a person, a hergel is a tremendous, tremendous thing that we have, because if a person can only, let's say, lift 1 pound more at a time, and you want to be able to learn to lift 100 pounds more, so what you have to do is do something until you get used to it, and then you add on little by little, you can gain a tremendous amount until you look back, like and the Gemara in the end of Sukkah says that Tzadikim look back at the Yetzer Hara and they are of a cry because they see it as a mountain. They only thought that they were doing little by little by little, and they accomplished a mountain's worth of stuff. And the Rasha can look back and they said, no, it was only a hair, it was a crossroads. If I would have just gone one little angle to the right, I wouldn't have ended up 100 miles from where I was supposed to be. But a person goes into momentum and then they don't understand that they're not be'etzem growing. If a person, you on the outside, you're going to 3 minyanim a day, you have a chavrus, you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing, but you fall into a cycle where be'etzem, there's no push. You're just, Baruch Hashem, you fell into a momentum and a high level, but if ultimately that you just get used to that and you plateau, what ends up happening is that a person can rot out from the inside until ultimately there's a nisayin and they lost their Yetzer Tov muscles. They haven't been exercising on it. And therefore, all of a sudden, they have a nisayin and you look at a person that they're so person who seemed to be holding on such a level, he was a tzaddik, he was this, he was that. How is it that he was that he fell in this nisayin? It's because he fell into a plateau, into momentum. A person always has to push, and that little push, le'olam yargiz adam yetzer tov yetzara. How is a person going to give koyach to the malchus the kedusha to the yetzara tov? With amel and yegia, as a person pushes in this direction in the Torah and to see the chachma pnimius and everything, truly everything is coming from Kodesh Baruch Hu, no matter what, every challenge is there designed to help us succeed. That if he's successful, and if a person's not going the right direction, what's the avenue to strengthen the Yetzer Tov? Because the Esek of the Torah gives a person koyach to be mezgaber, k'moy she'amru Rizal. Impaga Bacham and Novel Zaf, the Yitzhara comes to you, Mashchel, the base Medrash, that's the way that through the limit of Torah and the base Medrash has the Kayach that a person is going to be Mizgabra, the Yitzhar Hatov on the Yitzhara, which we're saying that the Yitzhatov is Malchus, it's a Hizbatlus, it's Lays the Garme Klum, it's being able to relate to the Chachman, everything, that's where it's at. That every single thing in your life, it's not that you're trying to do Hashem and put down everything else. The answer is everything is an expression of Ratzon Hashem designed to help you succeed. It's all a hug from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the question is how you relate to it and how you give nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how you grow from it. Ki al yidei Torah, nois en koyach l'malchus dekedusha. This is through the learning the Torah that you give koyach to the malchus dekedusha v'azay mekabeles hamalchus shi bechinas non. Sorry about that. So he says, "Azay mekabelas hamalchus shibechinas non chius min hachochma shibechinas ches." And this is where a person strengthens the malchus and his batlus, and there's nothing getting in the way of that projector, and there's nothing that's distorted, and you accurately are able to relate through this malchus, this kabbalas al malchus shemayim to the chochma that's inherent in everything. To Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'nischabe v'nischasher aches v'anon, that the chochma and the malchus are totally aligned. V'nasa or halavonak or achama, and that's where the reflection will ultimately reflect, that the moon is reflecting the sun, and the malach is reflecting the chachman, the briyoch, that comes and noifel, it can't be both. It's the same idea that can go in both directions. It's certain koyach, and if that koyach is representative and it's reflective of the chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's one thing, and if what's coming is not, there's a famous mashal, I believe, in the Zohar, I don't know if I'm quoting exactly right, that there was a king that wanted to test the sun, so he hired a zayna to try to give him a taiva, but the ultimate reason for everything being there was ultimately that he should reject it for his growth. And if you relate that everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you grow through it. And if something has another, even if you're in his gaber sometimes on that koyach, but if there's something else out there, if there's something, an other, an Elohim Acherim, there's an other power, something else speaking, then little by little, as one of Rav Shimshon Fal Hirsch makes this point, he says, okay, there's different drachim, but he says that instead of saying that I'm going to learn and never learn math and science, how about relating to science as something that's neflois habayrei? Instead of saying that there's another thing out there that represents a beauty and a wisdom, just say that everything is an expression of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and that you're going to grow through it. Otherwise, you're going to have the same thing. A person could look at the human body and have bitachin and amuna and say, wow, neflois habayrei, it's amazing, the human eye. And a person could be a science and he could become an atheist through science. Whatever it is that it is going to be, is there another kayach, or it's all really coming from Hashem, from Hashem, and whatever you invest in one, the other one falls down. If everything is from Hashem, the other side goes down. It's the same things, depending how you invest and you relate to it, that one goes up and the other goes down. Hainu alidei darchei Hashem, hainu atayra, alidei zeh tzadikim shedveikim. That through this, that the tzaddikim are davik b'malchus de kedusha, this idea of leis de garmei klum, that they have no other prerogative. There's nothing else mixed in. There's nothing else in the world that's coming from an other place. Everything is just reflective. They will be nischazek and makablim koyach al yidei zeh. This is how they relate to the chachma, and it's invested with ratzon Hashem and emes in their davik u'paishim yikashlubam. But through the same things that for the tzaddik might be a challenge, it's something to grow from, the paishim will fall through it. Bechinas malchus harishah, bechinas ayitzahara, shenoyfel v'nichna ayidei toira kanal, that they could take the same thing that the tzaddik could grow from, and they could use that like live energy. It could either water plants or thorns, but if it's going into a keli that's dirty, so then ultimately whatever goes into the keli is going to be dirty also. And this tire is a tremendous power, and if it's directed towards a negative place, so then it could be a tremendous kilkel. And okay, so now we will continue next time.